So I'm Marley McCrae-McLeod. I'm running in McEwen because I feel so deeply that the major parties aren't doing enough for the people that they're there to represent.
Marley, what do you think the most important issues are in your electorate?
McEwen is a vast electorate. We've got lots of industries like agriculture and artisanal farming. So the cost of living crisis and climate inaction are being felt broadly within McEwen. The Greens are running in McEwen. We're running a strong campaign to keep the Liberals out and hold Anthony Albanese and the Labor government to account.
And on the Liberals, McEwen is a marginal Labor seat by 3.8%. Do you think there's a chance it could swing to the Liberals this election?
Look, we're doing all we can to keep the Liberals out of this election. Peter Dutton as Prime Minister is a scary prospect. We do not want Trumpian politics infiltrating our democracy, and that's why I'm standing in McEwen.
So since McEwen is such a big electorate, how do you think the important issues differ from, say, people in Woodend to voters in Whittlesea?
All politics is local, and the issues do differ on a local scale, but at the end of the day, we're still fighting the big issues that are the same, like the climate crisis with inaction that we're seeing on a global scale, let alone in Australia. Yeah, I would definitely say that we're not doing enough, and that's not good enough.
So McEwen encompasses towns which are quite bushfire prone and are becoming increasingly vulnerable due to climate change. How are the Greens approaching the issue of climate change?
So in McEwen, bushfires are a rife issue. I think that there is knowledge that we can draw on, but we need to be working with Indigenous communities, and beyond that, we need to be listening to the science.
So housing affordability is an issue across the state and across the country. What would you like to see done about housing affordability?
I really empathise with people who are trying to get into the housing market and renters at large. We want to regulate the big banks and lower mortgages for mortgage holders around the country and in McEwen, and I really think that will improve the quality of life and quality of financial situations for McEwenites all around.
Do you think voters are refreshed by seeing younger candidates such as yourself on the ballot?
Look, I think democracy should be of the people, by the people and for the people. So we should be made up of people that look like us, people who think like us, people who talk like us. I think diversity in politics is so important and really will impact the quality of decision making that goes on and the quality of the debate in politics.
Do you think regional and rural communities are represented well by the Greens policies?
We've had more success in the inner city because we're able to campaign more in the inner city and we're able to get our message out there. In rural communities, it's harder to get out there because, you know, we don't accept donations from big fossil fuel companies, from big corporations who have the funds to impact other parties' politics and policy production. So I think that the major parties, while they have traditionally been more successful in the regions, the Greens, we're really stepping into our power here. And I'm really stoked to see where we go.